And this news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. From the Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, a case is unfolding that could land a local man behind bars. David Edward Neamy pleaded not guilty to two misdemeanor charges, driving with suspended license and operating a motor vehicle without security. These aren't minor infractions. A conviction could mean up to 93 days in jail for one charge and up to a year for the other, along with significant fines. Neamy, initially represented by Michelle Siv, will now have court-appointed attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach taking the reins. The legal calendar's already set. Prosecutors have till April 11th to present a plea offer and all evidence, but the real deadline looms on April 30th at 9 a.m. That's the plea cutoff hearing and the final chance for any agreements or motions before the case moves forward. A $3,500 personal recognizance bond was set for Neamy. He won't pay a dime today, but missing the April 30th hearing, that could cost him dearly. We'll be watching closely as this develops in the court. In a dramatic turn inside Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, a high-stakes felony case took an unexpected detour. Rachel Marie Clark faces charges of home invasion in the second degree and lying to a police officer. She was presented with a plea deal by the prosecutors. The offer: waiver preliminary examination, plead guilty to both counts as a habitual offender, and pay full restitution in exchange for no further habitual offender notices. But in a strategic move that has legal observers buzzing, Clark's defense team played a different hand. While agreeing to waive the preliminary exam, effectively fast-tracking the case to circuit court, they pointedly rejected the plea offer. This bold maneuver avoids an immediate guilty plea to serious charges, bearing crucial time for defense to strategize while still moving the process forward. The case is now bound over to circuit court for arraignment on April 20th at 9 a.m., leaving the door open for future negotiations or for a full trial. And across the state, thousands of dogs, cats, and even rabbits waiting in shelters are about to get a boost. Michigan officials have announced a $150,000 investment aimed at improving care, increasing adoptions, and tackling the root causes of pet homelessness. The funding, distributed to 24 animal shelters from the Upper Peninsula down to Metro Detroit, will power a wide range of efforts, from spay and neuter programs to vaccinations, microchipping, and even expanded shelter space. Here's the twist. This isn't coming from a new tax or major legislation. It's funded by everyday Michiganders who check a small box on their state tax returns, choosing to support the Animal Welfare Fund. State leaders say the simple act is making a big difference. The majority of this year's funding, more than 85% of it, will go towards spay and neuter services because it's a critical step in preventing overcrowding in shelters in the first place. Since the program began in 2010, more than $2 million has been funneled into animal shelters statewide, helping give thousands of pets a second chance at finding a home. For shelters already stretched thin, the latest round of funding could mean more wagging tails, more purring companions, and more happy endings for animals still waiting for their forever homes. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Area Landscapers and Commercial Mowing Service Companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with a look at more news. NASA held a major news conference at Kennedy Space Center to provide the final go-ahead for the Artemis II mission scheduled for April 1st. This historic mission will be the first time humans have orbited the moon since the end of the Apollo program over 50 years ago. Engineers confirmed that Space Launch System rocket and Orion spacecraft have passed their final integrated checks. The four-person crews currently in pre-flight quarantine preparing for the 10-day journey that serves as a critical precursor to lunar landings. And the Iranian Revolutionary Guard confirmed it launched drone and missile strikes against aluminum production facilities in Bahrain and the UAE today. Tehran claimed these facilities were linked to the U.S. military, an assertion that both targeted nations have denied. The strikes marked a significant escalation in the regional air war, which has moved beyond military infrastructure into industrial sectors. In response, Israel and the United States reported intercepting a separate wave of missiles aimed at Israeli territory. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you from Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you. In Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang convertible with heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $43,440? Lease a 2026 Explorer Active, plus seats 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $440 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end March 31st. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.